On the KSRO live line with us is State Senator Bill Dodd from Napa. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
It was obviously a very, very tough day in Napa County in Yountville because of the shooting there and certainly the aftermath. It was the outcome that nobody wanted.
Oh, that's for sure. We waited and waited, and I think the law enforcement did a great job being patient, but in the end, it just wasn't to be. There were just three wonderful, incredibly dedicated people to young women dedicated to the our veterans, perished that day.
You know, I was looking at your Twitter feed of the day, and you really were sort of active in letting people and giving information. Is that now part of your job to sort of disseminate where people go to get information in some of these horrible circumstances?
Well, it's kind of turned out that way because of the fires. Almost every station or around the Bay Area has my cell phone number.
Yes, we do.
I do think that's that's part of it. And I think being there on the site with Congressman Thompson and others, it's something that, we're supporting law enforcement and their job, too. And I'll tell you, it's a tough job.
And speaking of law enforcement, Senator, a lot of us are wondering, it sounds like the shootings themselves and the killings themselves took place fairly soon after he took the hostages, the three women that remained. And what is the thought process behind law enforcement in terms of spending so much time before they went in?
Well, I was able to speak with an FBI negotiator that was on site that day, and he just said that statistics show that when law enforcement gets a little bit too edgy and they want to save the day. That's their DNA.
They want to save the hostages. Yeah.
They want to. Yeah, and they. He just said the body of evidence shows that more people get hurt in situations like this when they jump the gun and aren't patient. And so they were doing a number of different things to try to monitor noise in the in the building.
Right.
To try to get a camera there. They had a drone outside, but these are old blinds that shined out so they couldn't see in. So it was very difficult, apparently.
I have a different subject, Pat. You want to keep going?
I think what moving forward, because obviously there are, the pathway program itself is under serious consideration at this point. It will never be restarted in that same building, will it?
I don't know. My main concern is this community has been totally behind. The Napa community has been totally behind the Pathway Home program. The Rotary Clubs in Napa have, raised hundreds of thousands of dollars so these wounded warriors could, get the treatment. So it's something that's kind of shaken, obviously when you have three wonderful people that lose their lives, it's just huge. And I think that's this whole conversation now about how do they go forward is kind of shaking the community. In a big way. It would seem to me to be hard to go back to that specific building.
And as you mentioned on television on Friday, late afternoon, early evening, Bill, Napa County's been through enough. The North Bay has been through enough over the past 6 months without something like this happening, too.
Well, there's no doubt about it, particularly those veterans there on campus at the veterans' home. If you'll recall, during the fires, I think it was on October 9th, a good portion of them were evacuated because of the fires.
Right.
It was those fires that were coming back and forth from Napa to the Sonoma Valley there. It's funny, I can't even remember the name of that fire. I remember Tubbs and
Atlas.
In Atlas,
yes.
And there's the one across the way there, which
Nuns.
Whatever that one was.
The Nuns fire, yeah.
So there was a Nuns fire there, and so they got a number of them got evacuated. but a lot of them were really significantly impacted by the smoke, and so that was traumatizing for the old veterans there. And this, they were on lockdown all day long, and I'm sure that was traumatizing as well.
Bill, just switching topics, you picked up an award over the weekend from the Parent Hospital Association at the Sonoma Development Center. Sort of a mixed emotion day. Some of the services are closing, but the parents wanted to recognize you for some of the work you've done to help people with these, families that have had to go through so much up there.
Well, that was such an honor, and, it was really a team effort. Senator Mike McGuire was there, too, and he was awarded, as was Susan Gorin and others. And, I was just delighted to be there. And I'll tell you, the first time that I went to a Parent Hospital Association meeting, 4 years ago, I walked in that meeting and, people were warning me, hey, this is a tough group. Don't commit yourself. I was running for assembly then. And boy, when you hear those parents and you listen, I made a commitment that day that I would help them. And I just believe it was the right thing to do. If we're going to be judged by how we treat the people that are most vulnerable around us.
Yeah. And that's what advocacy looks like, right?
It's what advocacy looks like.
Yep.
And those people are so committed to their loved ones, but some of their loved ones have been there so long that they've had to get substitutes where, I promised my mom that I would, watch, my brother. And,
yes.
It almost draws you to tears. I'm telling you, it really does. It's just incredible.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations for that, Senator. And thanks for being with us. I know you've made yourself available a lot over the last 4 days now, and we appreciate it very much.
Well, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Take care.
That is State Senator Bill Dodd from Napa talking about the aftermath of the Yountville shootings on Friday.